This is an MUT Radio podcast.
On the line with me, I do have Utepiso Sishuba, who is a personal finance enthusiast and founder of Money Unscripted, a platform dedicated to sharing financial literacy and personal finance knowledge. He was born and raised in South Africa, and then he discovered his passion for personal finance early in life, realizing the importance of financial education in achieving financial freedom. Now, at the beginning of COVID-19 pandemic, Tepiso started his knowledge about personal finance on social media, and his content was well received, and he soon saw the need to create a dedicated platform for sharing his insight. So in 2022, he founded Money Unscripted with the goal of helping people make better financial decisions. Now, Money Unscripted offers free personal finance courses, tips and tricks, and articles on various financial topics through his platform. Tepiso hopes to educate people about personal finance and empower them to take control of their financial lives over there. So it's time to make some money over there. It's time to make some money right now. Tepiso, it's coming.
Yeah, I'm good.
Nazog. I like that energy. We need an energy for money, bro. We need energy for money. I think it's a very important thing, this thing of money and financial literacy, you know, especially in this type of community, because it seems like we're really struggling. So I think, first of all, I'd like us to start with just, you know, the simple things, especially because we're still beginning the year. So I'd like us to start with, like, saving, you know, and budgeting. I think those are the very important things that you need to, you know, master as the year starts. So please, if you can enlighten us, Guti, how can I, you know, efficiently save money? How can I, you know, be able to save money better, or budget better, or stick to my budget? Because, I mean, budgeting is, I don't know, kind of easy, but how do I stick to it?
Yeah, I would like to start by explaining what a budget is.
Sure.
And also explaining what is saving it. So a budget is a plan for every rent you have. So a budget can also help you for areas where you are saving money more than you realize. And it can also set up, and it can also be set up to allow for occasional indulgence as well as unforeseen emergencies.
Sure.
And while saving is putting money aside day by day, you usually save up for something maybe. For something specific, such as a holiday, a deposit for a car, or for any emergency that might come up in the future. Yeah, you get that difference, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So by budgeting, I think for students, it's very important to learn to budget, as it helps them manage their finances effectively and plan for their financial goals. So creating and sticking to a budget, you can avoid overspending, reduce your debt, and save money for future expenses.
Yeah.
You're with me?
Sure. I'm still with you, definitely.
Okay. Some of the challenges that I see students face when it comes to budgeting and saving is that they have limited income, high living expenses, and have student loans or debt on. And another one, they have been less financial education, which makes it very difficult for them to save, create, and follow a budget.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of giving them like tips on how to create an effective budget. So the first tip would be track expenses. You should start by tracking your expenses maybe for a few weeks or a month. It will help you identify where your money is going and where you can make cutbacks.
Okay, so the first thing is tracking your expenses.
Yes, you must track your expenses.
Okay.
And the second tip is to set financial goals for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you set financial goals for yourself, you'll be able to stay motivated and focused. Whether you're saving for a deposit for a car or for an emergency fund, setting financial goals will help you stay on track.
Sure.
So the third one is to prioritize the expenses. So if you prioritize your expenses based on your needs, you'll be able to... The third one is to prioritize your expenses.
Sure.
So you need to prioritize the expenses based on your needs and wants. So you, for example, you need to prioritize your rent and groceries over entertainment expenses.
Sure, 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 definitely.
Yeah, the fourth one is to look for ways to save money. So there are ways you can save money, like shopping in bulk, using coupons and reward cards. And I think that students are giving opportunities like you can have the student discount. So you can take advantage of that. And there are also budgeting tools that you can use to stay organized and track your expenses. So you can start using a budgeting app like 227 is a free budgeting app for everyone can use it.
Yeah,
so how you set up a budget and manage your budget, firstly, you'll have to list all your income. If you have more than one income, you'll write all of them. And secondly, you list all your expenses. Then thirdly, you have to come up to the budgeting method that works for you. There are multiple budgeting methods out there. So to name a few, I would say an envelope system, the zero-based budget, and the 50-30-20 rule. So I'll try to break down the 50-30-20 rule. So the 50% of the income goes towards your needs.
Okay.
And 30% of the income goes towards your wants. And while 20% goes towards your financial goals, which can be your savings, and your debt. By doing that, by doing that, you'll be able to track and manage your money. And also, at Money Unscripted, we do offer a free budgeting course, which is called How to Budget Like a Pro. So, our free course is How to Budget Like a Pro.
Okay, so let's recap, firstly, maybe on the savings one. You said the first step is identifying your expenses or tracking your expenses, right?
Yes.
And then you said the second one is prioritizing your expenses, or you cluster them into based on your needs and wants?
Yes.
Was that the second step? And then what was the third step?
The first step was tracking expenses. The second step is set your financial goals.
Sure.
And the third one is prioritize expenses.
Okay.
And the fourth one is to look for ways to save money.
Sure.
And the last one is use budgeting tools. And this is only for budgeting.
Okay.
I'm still going to talk about the about how to save.
Sure. Sure. So this is still how to budget. This is just, we're just on. We're still just on budgeting as well. Okay. Okay. So let's get on to, I think as for students who are listening, please don't be ashamed to use those discount cards, your smart shoppers, your extra savings cards, even Machi Tabafoyetu, please let's not follow Twitter standards. Otherwise your pocket is a bobo angempela if you're following Twitter standards, man. So shout out for that. I think we need to emphasize on that one because you can really save over there. And then let's get on to now, you know, saving, because I think we've touched on budgeting and we have these, you know, solid steps actually, on how to budget. And I like the 50, 30, 20 rule as well. I think it's something that is very important. So yeah, let's get on to saving now. How can I efficiently save? And I think you've highlighted, Uguti, the problem with the saving, especially if you're a student, is that first of all, you have limited income. So how can I save within my limited income?
So you can start off by automating your savings. That's the first thing you can do.
Automating?
So automating your savings. Yeah.
Okay.
So by creating a debit order on your bank account.
Sure.
You open a savings tab on your bank account and automate your savings to your savings.
Okay.
So not making sense.
Yeah, definitely you're making sense. So it's automating your savings in a way that in Kambe you identify which amount do you want to save, and then you create a debit order for that amount.
Yes, sir.
Right. So, so, So now my question is, for me, who is a first timer, how can I identify how much, you know, within my limited income, how much can I save? Because I don't want to now create a debit order for, you know, a lot of amount, like a huge amount of money that I would somehow need also, as the month goes. You know, how can I like know which amount is appropriate for me to create that debit order or to be able to automate?
So it usually depends on you. The expert say you must save approximately about 15% of your income.
15%?
So that is 15.
Okay.
1.5. Yeah, 1.5 is what you can start off as saving. But sure, also you can use this smart goal setting to help you determine how much you will need to save. So that's the best thing I can say, because I can't really tell you how much to save.
Yeah.
Only you know how your finances.
Definitely, you're making sense over there. So it is, first of all, there's a 15% one, and then there's also looking into how much or how your goal is, how much by the end of your goal do you want to save?
Yes, sir.
So,
yeah, by using the smart goal, you'll be able to break down the steps on how to achieve your saving goal.
Definitely, I hear you on that one.
So the second tip out there, reduce your expenses. So by cutting back on non-essential spending, such as eating out or buying new clothes every month.
Sure.
You don't have to buy clothes every month.
Sure, definitely.
Yeah. So the third one I would say, save on textbook. So you can save money on selling your textbook or, actually, you can make money by selling your textbook, your old textbook, and also by renting them out or by buying new books. So you'll be able to save money there.
Sure. Definitely. That's also, I think, one of the ways that students make more money, selling the old books and also buying secondhand books as well. I think that's something that is also very important. All right. That's the third one, right?
That's the second one. That's the third one.
Yeah.
Well, the fourth one is still also about using student discount. Take advantage of that.
Sure.
Don't try to edge cool. Just use those discounts.
Yeah.
I wish I used them during my time.
Sure.
The last one is work part time. If you have the time, you'll have to, work part time, get a part time job, and take that extra money that you earn and put it towards your savings.
Definitely. I think that's also very important. And also, I like the way you highlighted, Uguti, if you have enough time, make sure that you can get to that part-time job. I know here at MUT, there are night students and then there are day students as well, you know. So, you know, there's you can maybe find time there to get a part-time job. I think that's definitely a good one. You know, you said that was the last one, right?
Yeah, that was the last one. But I would also like to highlight, if you want to start budgeting, if you want to start saving, you should also start by building up an emergency fund.
Okay.
The emergency fund is a sum of money that you put away, and you will only use it if an unexpected expense comes up.
Sure.
The general rule of it is to save at least 3 months of worth of your living expenses in your savings account.
Okay, definitely. I think the emergency fund one is very, very, very important. Thank you so much, bro. Maybe where can we find, you know, more of this content in Mhlampe? Where do you offer it? Where can we go as students to actually learn more about this and actually, you know, maybe read up on ourselves, Ugutike? How can we save better and how can we budget better?
So at my institute, we have 8 free courses.
Sure.
These two courses that can help you save, budget, and create additional income for yourself. And all those courses are free. So you can find them at www.mynascripted.com. Or you can just follow us on all social media platforms at money and scripted and hit us up. Send us a DM and we'll help you out.
That's all. Thank you so much, Tepiso, for providing this information with us. And thank you for actually providing that platform that we can all follow and actually learn more on. We're going to be talking to you again on a different topic in the next, I think in the next about a week or so, in the next 2 weeks or so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 2 weeks.
Sure. Thank you so much, bro.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.